He stopped, sat down on a rock. A flank attack, never to withdraw. He took a deep breath, smelled more granite dust, never to withdraw. Had never heard the order, nor thought. Never really thought it possible. He looked around at the dark trees, the boulders, the men hunched before him in blue mounds, waiting. Don't like to wait. Let's get on. Get on. But his mind said cheerily, coldly, be patient, friend. Be patient. You are not leaving here. Possibly not forever. Except, as they say, trailing clouds of glory. If that theory really is true, after all, and they do send some sort of chariot, possibly presently you will be on it. My, how the mind does chatter at times like this. Stop thinking. Depart in a chariot of fire. I suppose it's possible that he is waiting. Well, may well find out. The 83rd engaged. Chamberlain moved to the right. He had been hoping to face a solid charge, unleash a full volley, but the Rebs seemed to be coming on like a lapping wave, rolling up the beach. He told the right to fire at will. He remained on the right while the firing began. A man down in E Company began it, but there was nothing there. He had fired at a falling branch, and Chamberlain heard a sergeant swearing. Then a flurry of fire broke out to the right and spread down the line, and the white smoke bloomed in his eyes. Bullets zipped in the leaves, cracked the rocks. Chamberlain moved down closer to the line. Far to the left, he could see Tozier standing by the great boulder with the colors. Then he saw the Rebs. Gray, green, yellow uniforms, rolling up in a mass. His heart seized him. Several companies, more and more, at least 100 men, more, coming up out of the green, out of the dark. They seemed to be rising out of the ground. Suddenly, the terrible scream, the ripply, crawly sound in your skull, a whole regiment, dissolving in smoke and thunder, they came on. Chamberlain could see nothing but smoke, the blue mounds bobbing in front of him, clang of ramrods, grunts, a high, gaunt wail. A bullet thunked into a tree near him. Chamberlain turned, saw white splintered wood. He ducked suddenly, then stood up, moved forward, crouched behind a boulder, looking. A new wave of firing, a hole in the smoke. Chamberlain saw a man on his knees before him, facing the enemy, arms clutching his stomach. A man was yelling an obscene word. Chamberlain looked, could not see who it was. But the fire from his boys was steady and heavy, and they were behind trees and under rocks and pouring it in. And Chamberlain saw gray-yellow forms go down. Saw a man come bounding up a rock, waving his arms wide like a crazy Indian, and take a bullet that doubled him right over so that he fell forward over the rocks and out of sight. And then a whole flood to the right, 10 or 12 in a pack, suddenly stopping to kneel and fire. One man in fringed clothes like buckskin, stopping to prop his rifle against a tree, and then to go down, punched backward, coming all loose and to rubbery pieces, and flipping back so one bare foot stood up above a bloody rock. A blast of fire at Chamberlain's ear. He turned, Kilrain reloading the carbine, said something, noise too great to hear, screams and yells of joy and pain and rage. He saw bloodstains spatter against a tree, turned. Fire slowing. They were moving back. Thought, we've stopped them. By God and by Mary, we've stopped them. The firing went on, much slower. Smoke was drifting away. But the din from the right was unceasing. The noise from the other side of the hill was one long, huge roar, like the ground opening. Kilrain looked that way. Half expect him to come in from behind. Chamberlain said, did you hear Merrill's company? No, sir. Couldn't hear nothing in that mess. Tom? Tom shook his head. He had the look of a man who has just heard a very loud noise and has not yet regained his hearing. Chamberlain felt a sudden moment of wonderful delight. He put out a hand and touched his brother's cheek. You stay down, boy. Tom nodded, wide-eyed. Damn right, he said. Chamberlain looked out into the smoke. Maril might have run into them already, might already be wiped out. He saw a red flag down in the smoke and dark. Battle flag. A new burst of firing. He moved down the line, Kilrain following, crouched. Men were down. He saw the first dead. Willard Buxton of K. Neat hole in the forehead. Instantaneous. Merciful. First Sergeant Noyes was with him.